That was Superstition by Stevie Wonder to lead us off this beautiful afternoon in now sunny Easton. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Wood, and this is Burnt Norton. So that was a really good way to get things off, a little jazzy, a little soul. But before we continue this episode, I'm going to throw it over to my man, Ansh Mishra, to give us a little update on how the forensics team has been doing this weekend. How's it going, Ansh?
It's going well, Aiden. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well today.
All right. Afternoon, everyone else. So our forensics team, that is the speech and debate side, not the criminal side, had our first tournament last weekend at Lafayette, in which Aiden and myself both competed, and we did pretty well. 10 of our competitors managed to snag 15 trophies.
That's a lot.
So I'm just going to go down the list and see who exactly did so well. So if you see them on campus, just let them know that they're awesome. All right. So starting off with Aiden himself getting fifth place in impromptu speech at his first tournament. That's pretty good. All right. Moving on. We got my man Aaron Walker, our senior. He got second in extemp, third in impromptu, and second in informative speaking. He got sophomore Chris Mayer, who got first place in extemp, sixth in impromptu. Got sophomore Jenny Richardson with first in after dinner speaking and fourth in poetry. We got Mohammed Khan, a sophomore who made it to quarterfinals in the novice Lincoln Douglas debate division. And two freshman Louisa Gunn, also making it to quarters in novice LD. And then to sophomore Elias Sarek, who made it to semis, top four in novice LD.
Wow. Thanks for that, Ansh. That was a really good
update. Not done yet, Aiden.
Oh, you're not done?
Oh, you would be surprised.
Is there one more?
We got three more, in fact.
We have three more.
We got sophomore Saeed Malami, who got, you got first in program oral interpretation. Congratulate him. We got freshman Caitlin McNamara, fifth in poetry. And lastly, yours truly, fourth in extemp. Also my first tournament. So It was a good night, good weekend, good couple of nights for all of us, especially for Aiden and myself. So back to you, Aiden.
Thanks, Ansh, for that update. So now we're going to bring it back into things with a little I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Just classic to start things off. Here it is, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. I'm That was I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Next up, we've got Easy by the Commodores. The Commodores lead singer Lionel Richie wrote this song, which became a crossover hit for the band, bringing them into the pop contemporary territory when they were previously pure funk. In this song, Richie sings about giving up on a relationship because it's bringing him down. He feels liberated after the breakup and has a sense of calm that's easy like a Sunday morning. The song is often misinterpreted as a sweet love song, when in fact, it's far more bittersweet. Here it is, guys. Easy by the Commodores for you, coming up right now. Easy.
Tomorrow seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone that I borrowed, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free.
That was Easy by the Commodores. And now my good friend Ben here is going to introduce the next song.
All right, guys, coming up next, we're going to be playing some Janet Jackson. Now, my girl Janet has had a special place in my heart since my mom first introduced me to her when I was a lot younger. So here comes That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes.
All right, that was That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson. Now, we've had a few very smooth melodies coming to you this afternoon. We've had some down low soul. We've had a little Superstition, some funk, a little Easy by the Commodores, and That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson. So we're going to turn it up a notch and give it to you straight. That is Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. That's right, Dancing in the Street. It literally tells you what you should do in the title of the song. According to the song's co-writer, Mickey Stevenson, the idea for dancing came to him while riding with Marvin Gaye through Detroit. During the summer, the city would open up fire hydrants and let the water out in the streets so they could play in the water to cool off. They appeared to be dancing in the water. So as you're listening to this song, imagine the inhabitants of Detroit on a very, very hot day, so hot the air is shimmering, and they open up the fire hydrants, water is gushing out, and they're just dancing in the streets. So if you want any dance move suggestions, just pretend like you're dancing in the water after a very hot day. This is Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Enjoy. That was Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Now, brief break in the music. We're going to give you some PSAs. And here is Mr. Ben with the first PSA. Hit it.
Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for that message, Ben. I mean, these PSAs are obviously very important, so you should definitely listen close to them. We have my man, Ansh, back with another PSA. Hit it, Ansh.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast. F A S T.
Thanks for that, Ansh. Now we're going to go to a little song called Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. So this song holds a... It actually wasn't written by the Kingsmen. It was just made famous by them. It was performed by many people. I believe the song was written sometime in the 50s. And the Kingsmen made it popular. They are from a band from Portland, Oregon. But being from Seattle, I really know the Kingsmen's rendition of Louie Louie because at every single Mariners game they play, the Kingsmen immediately following the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ballgame. So here it is. This is a really great song to dance to as well. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. That was Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Fantastic song. I really enjoy hearing it every single time. Apologies for the last PSA. The mic seems to have cut out. So here's Ansh finishing off that PSA about strokes. Here it is, Ansh. Take it away.
When someone's having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then it's T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. That's strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thanks for that, Ansh. We apologize for the small technical difficulties that occasionally dog our station. Now we have coming up A Change Is Gonna Come by Aretha Franklin. Now, if you were listening to my station last week, you'll know that I played A Change Is Gonna Come, covered by Sam Cooke. And I think this song is also worth playing because not only is it the beautiful melody of A Change Is Gonna Come, but it's done by Aretha Franklin in this just fantastic way. And I think you're really, really going to enjoy this song in particular. So here it is, A Change Is Gonna Come, covered by Aretha Franklin.
An old friend that I once heard say something that touched my heart, and it began this way. Just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come.
That was the classic and seminal A Change Is Gonna Come by Aretha Franklin. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I think it's raining again, which is a little unfortunate, but hopefully it'll drive people in to listen to this sweet, sweet radio show. That is Burt Norton, hosted by Aiden Wood today, with a couple of co-hosts, Ansh and Ben. I'd also like to give a little shout out to our friends in New Hampshire and New York. That is Sasha and Mario. Thanks for listening, guys. The next song, well, since we mentioned our good friends, we'd really like to play a song that just brings friends together. That is ABC by the Jackson 5. Classic song. I mean, we already played the Jackson 5, but who can have too much Jackson 5? Here it is, ABC by the Jackson 5. That was ABC by the Jackson 5, classic song, really amazing song. Now we have another PSA coming to you from Ansh again. Here we go, Ansh, go.
If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there's celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
That was Ansh Mishra with the PSA. Now, I'd just like to update those people still on Lafayette campus. Unfortunately, the women's soccer game versus Columbia has been canceled today. So Unfortunately, if you're going to that, you'll have to go another day. They unluckily lost on Saturday versus, I believe it was Colgate University. The scoreline was 4-1. Freshman Krista scored, I believe her last name is Kissel, Krista Kissel, scored one goal at least, which is pretty cool. Shout out to her. And now we're going to go back to the music. So in honor of the Red Sox playing right now, a team that has a special place in my heart, we're going to play Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. I think the song could be playing at Fenway right now. And so let's just make it happen for the Red Sox. So send your wishes there and also just enjoy this amazing song sung in the luscious, luscious tones of Neil Diamond. Here it is, Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
That was Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. And I do have some exciting news about the Red Sox. They are, in fact, winning 3-2 right now. Unusually, Chris Sale has been brought in to pitch in the fourth inning. It is now the sixth inning. He's usually a starting pitcher, so that's a bit weird, especially since I believe he pitched last game as well. Either way, Houston leads the ALDS 2-1, so this is a critical game for the Red Sox to win. I'm really hoping that they can do that. Now we have a couple of jokes coming up for you. So I believe Ben has the first joke.
So Aiden, what did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
I don't know. What did he say, Ben?
Put it on my bill.
That's pretty good. All right. With the next joke, We have Ansh yet again. Here we go, Ansh.
Sadly.
Why did the physics teacher break up with the biology teacher?
I don't know, Ansh, why?
Because there was no chemistry.
That was a good one. All right, enough jokes. We have some serious business here, and that serious business is Seoul. Here we go. Land of a thousand dances, straight from the throat of Wilson Pickett. Here it is.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
That was Land of a Thousand Dances from Wilson Pickett. Now, there's this movie, it's an Irish movie called The Commitments, and it's about how a few friends in Dublin get together. They're a little down on their luck, they don't really have anything else besides music, so they form a band, and that's not just any band, they form a soul band. They take their soul music from Dublin all across Ireland, and it's really cool because they actually did make songs for the movie, so some of the actors were actually very talented, especially the lead singer, who you'll soon hear, at the time of the making of the movie, was only 14 years old. 14 years old. Keep that in mind when you hear this next song, The Commitments, covering Take Me to the River. 14 years old. All right, I just can't believe it. Take Me to the River, covered by The Commitments. Here we go.
I have no hero for you.
That was Take Me to the River by The Commitments. Now we're going to play Stay With Me Baby, covered by Duffy. So Stay With Me Baby was originally a soul song first recorded by Lorraine Ellison in 1966. But I really enjoy this Duffy version of it. I don't think this version was recorded until many years later, but it's really the one that I always think of when I think of Stay With Me Baby. It's got this haunting orchestratic background with Duffy's just beautiful voice in the front. So I think you all are very much going to enjoy this song. That is Stay With Me Baby by Duffy. Hit it.
You go when things went wrong, baby. Who did you run to? Found a shoulder to lay your head upon. Oh, wasn't I there? Didn't I?
That was Stay With Me Baby, covered by Duffy. Now, I think we're going to have another PSA read, but first, here's a quote from Mark Twain. A man's character may be learned from the adjectives which he habitually uses in conversation. Now, I think this is actually a much more interesting quote than it first appears, because when you actually think about what words you're saying in conversation, what words your friend used, you really do get a good picture of a person, even if you don't think about it. So again, that was, "A man's character may be learned from the adjectives which he habitually uses in conversation." And now we have Ben to read one more PSA for the afternoon. Go for it, Ben.
Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Thanks for that, Ben. Now, before we go on with the next song, just like to update you all about the Red Sox. It is now the top of the seventh, and the score is still 3-2. Chris Sale, the Wizard, is still in the game, so hopefully he can close things out for the Sox. On that note, we're going to move over to a quieter sort of piece. It's not as obtrusive, and yet everyone seems to have heard it and love it. That is "Sitting on the Dock of the Bay," written and performed by Otis Redding. I believe he conceived of the song when he was on a houseboat in California, and I think you'll soon see why that is if you have not already heard the song. Here it is. This is a good way. I believe this is the penultimate song for the show, so this is a good way to almost finish things out. I believe we'll put on a banger for the last one, but here it is, "Sitting on the Dock of the Bay," Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. That
was "Sitting on the Dock of the Bay" by Otis Redding. That was the second to last song that we're going to play this afternoon. I would like to thank you all for listening. I'd like to thank Ben and Ansh for being here with me as co-DJs. It's really been a lot of fun in so many different ways. I wish you all a very happy afternoon, even though it is cloudy today in Easton. I have Stevie Wonder here to tell you that everything's going to be all right. You are listening to WJARH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Burt Norton, hosted by Aiden Wood, co-hosted by Ben and Ansh. And I would also like to tell you both to listen to the show next week, 3 to 4 every week on Mondays, and also to tune into my good friend Sasha's show that is from 6 to 7 on Thursdays. I do not believe she has a title for the show, but it really is an amazing show, and perhaps you'll see some of the same characters popping up that popped up today. So let's just wrap it up and say that everything is all right. Uptight, everything is all right. Stevie Wonder, here we go. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Money can buy.